EY.com.
Here we are, a brand new year, and it's politics, politics, and more politics. Interesting times, my friends, in D.C. We're excited. We're taking the show to D.C. at the end of the month. But somebody who certainly has her pulse on what's happening is Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News. Always a pleasure to have her on ATN, especially to start things off. Victoria, thanks for popping on with us, and Happy New Year to you.
And to you, too.
It really is, as I said in that setup there, I think it's exciting times. Can you just feel the, I don't know, what is it? It's sort of like when you're going into a boxing match and you're there and you're getting ushered into your seats and there's all this big buildup. And we know that there are a couple of interesting things in the docket, like the House Republicans planning that vote on health care reform on the law. Is that most of the talk in D.C.?
That's a big piece of, I mean, there were several things that are being talked about. That is one of them. That's planned for next week. We now hear when the House Republicans will introduce a repeal of the health care law that was signed by the president last year. And it will pass, I imagine, in the House. Then it will go to the Senate, where it faces a more interesting fate. Because, of course, Democrats still have a majority in the Senate. And, in fact, Senate Democrats wrote a letter to John Boehner today in which they said, basically, hell no, we won't go. They said, don't you be trying to repeal the health care law because, and they specifically talked about the donut hole provision that came into effect 2 days ago, whereby seniors who reach the donut hole will now have 50% of their name brand prescription drugs paid for and, of course, are also now getting annual wellness checkups. And they said, you know, don't try and repeal this because this is something that seniors like.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Wow, that's going to be interesting. Thanks for that piece of information. Besides that, there are, as you said, there are other things that are buzzing about in D.C., including just an appointment. I heard a rumor about William Daley as the guy who's going to replace Rahm Emanuel in the White House as, like, I call him kind of the right-hand man. That's what Emanuel was anyway. I don't know that Daley would be as close to the president as Emanuel is, but was there some conversation about that?
That is being talked about. His name has come up. It's being rumored. He won't confirm it. Calls have been made to him by various journalists, both to his cell phone, to his office phone, to every phone that he's got, to his intravenous phone calls have been made to him. He's not returning calls, which is always interesting.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So we go from that appointment also to Michael Steele, the RNC chair, who is just fighting to stay his ground, to stay in that position. But there's also a lot of rumblings in and around D.C. that ain't going to happen, that they're going to take him out. What do you hear?
I think Michael Steele is going to have enormous difficulty staying in that gig. He wants it. He wants it very badly. But the reality is that the old hands in the Republican Party really feel that he was too gaffe-prone, that he really didn't raise the money that they wanted him to raise, that the really big money raising for the Republicans is coming from outside interest groups, it's coming from Karl Rove and from others, and they really want him gone. They want him to go away.
Yeah, that's exactly the same thing that I heard as well. What do you think is going to be the first thing that, besides health care in this battle, what do you think is going to be the first order of business these next couple of days once everybody gets back to D.C. midweek?
Well, the first thing we thought was going to happen in the Senate was that we thought they were going to try and reform the rules on filibusters. That's what we thought was going to happen on Wednesday. In fact, that actually is not now going to happen until towards the end of the month, we're hearing. So that's something that's not happening. So that's a piece of non-news. What's going to be happening in the House? On Thursday, they're going to be reading aloud the Constitution for the first time in history, which is a hat tip to the Tea Party, really. They've decided to do that. But really, it's spending. It's cutting spending is what it's all about. And they are going to, the new Republican majority is going to be moving to cut $25 million, which is not very much from a $3 trillion budget of spending from offices and committees, basically. But they're saying, look, we were elected to cut spending. We didn't come in with a major list of laundry items. We came in to cut spending, and we're going to cut spending. And then when we've done that, we're going to go after rescission items, items that have already been appropriated. We're going to try and get rid of them. And so that's going to be next on the list.
Yeah. Victoria Jones, thanks so much. Again, very insightful. You're a delight. We appreciate the time we spent with you here in America Tonight.
Look forward to talking to you again. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so as I said, we continue to march on to Washington and what the buzz is there, getting ready for Wednesday when everybody is fully engrossed in the work at hand, whether it's going after health care. You're going to have, I think, a real tug of war, as we were just talking about there. What's interesting is President Obama's approval ratings in the latest Gallup tracking poll are up, up, up. In fact, the highest in 8 months. Fully half of Americans approve of the job the prez is doing. Only 42% disapprove. So the approval last stood at 50% during that three-day rolling sample. That's what they do, because it's a daily deal. And 3 days, when you're at that high of a rating, the jump comes after that lame duck session. So it shows that it being hailed is a lot of progress before he left for Christmas vacation helped give him the bump that I think the Democrats were hoping for. So while that is going on, I mentioned the fact that Michael Steele is really pleading for his political life on the Republican side of things. He defended what's happened in the 2 years, the last 2 years, which have been, needless to say, pretty rocky for the Republicans. He said, look, my record stands for itself. We won, referring to the midterm elections. And he was talking about the coast-to-coast wins, of course, including the winning of the House. Yet there is a press to see him booted, as Victoria was saying. There's no doubt that they want him gone. I've heard similar things, that it's just a matter of how do you axe him off. And they've got two possible contenders in the wings to make a smooth transition. Steele's opponents are pretty fierce, and they're unified, if nothing else, in saying that the fundraising for this 2012 presidential push has to be the focus, not the nonsense of overpriced parties and cockamamie spending. That has to be on target, because the focus of the next chairman, in the wake of the debt, their debt is as high as $20 million. So it's got to be somebody who can get to those donors, somebody who can get beyond scratching the surface. And I think Steele has absolutely alienated some of the Republicans with the deeper pockets. So the push and the pull over this should be solved, I believe, in the next couple of weeks, if that. And I think he's gone. I think he's probably not too long for the RNC chair. And who comes in, like I said, there's a couple of candidates whose names have been bandied about. We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, while Steele goes down the drain. Coming up on the flip side, it's a new year, new problems when it comes to thwarting terrorism. Our terrorism expert, he was on MSNBC during the day, you might have caught him, Jeff Atticott. He joins us on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tonight, well, it's always a pleasure to welcome Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, to America Tonight. Of course, we spent so much time with him last year, and here we go again. It's a brand new year, a lot of things to talk about with Jeff. Jeff, thanks for popping on. We appreciate the time.
Oh, my pleasure.
What about the shenanigans on the USS Enterprise? What do you make of that? The former exo there, and what they did with the closed circuit television videos that they made that happened a couple of years ago. Now all of a sudden, there's a lot of conversation about that. Do you think he's out? What do you think the investigation yields, and what do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, to those that haven't seen the video, you can get it online, and it's about a 20-minute video clip. This is an exo, which means it's a one step down from a general officer flag rank. He was the number two guy on the USS Enterprise, 6,000 people on the ship, and he's producing the most raunchy types of films dealing with all sorts of obscenities and just inappropriate behavior, not even funny, and broadcasting it to members of the crew on the ship. And, you know, to make matters worse, this fellow is now the commander of the USS Enterprise. He got promoted. Even when the Navy found out what he was doing, they just kind of said, well, don't do that anymore. And, you know, this is devastating to the whole concept of good order and discipline in the military. That's the number one thing you need is discipline. And soldiers up and down the chain of command of this yo-yo, they simply laugh at this person, I'm sure, or ridicule him, and it destroys the essential element of the military. This is an officer engaging in this type of behavior is just absolutely reprehensible.
Yeah, so it was just way too over the top. It wasn't, oh, let's cut loose and have fun, which initially is what I thought because somebody in the Navy had told me that. But you're right. Then you look at the videos, and it looked like it was more than just cutting loose.
No, I mean, you know, in the military, and I was in the military for 20 years, and many of your listeners are veterans or active duty, mm-hmm. You know, we have gallows humor. We say inappropriate things. But there's a time and a place for everything. When you have the number two individual in the chain of command promoting this type of stuff, that's not where it starts. I mean, that's entirely inappropriate. The military needs to relieve this guy immediately and have him go work in the Obama administration somewhere, you know, in the White House doing, you know, constructive things, I suppose.
There you go. All right, let's move on to something else. The situation in Korea, South Korea getting antsy. What do you think happens in this standoff? And, of course, China in play there with North Korea. And then the memos that were released on WikiLeaks talking about China's desire to have just one Korea in the peninsula and not the two. What do you make of that, and what do you think is going to happen there?
I mean, the Chinese are playing us like an old violin. It's not just the Obama administration. They did it to the Bush administration. They did it to the Clinton administration. On the one hand, they say that we're going to be the brokers for North Korea. We can keep this wild dog in his cage. And on the other hand, they're the ones that are feeding the dog, you know, because without Chinese support, that country would dry up and blow away. They need the logistical support, the food, the supplies of communist China. Now we find out that China has actually been helping them build new and better nuclear facilities the whole time. So this is, you know, this is just an outrage. And if, you know, our leadership didn't figure it out already, now they can't say, well, we didn't know. They are sacrificing our security in the name of the almighty dollar. And this has been a policy of both Republicans and Democrats. We buy cheap goods from China where they use slave labor to develop goods. And because of that, we turn our backs and our heads away from doing the right thing. North Korea has nuclear weapons. No one's going to stop them. And probably South Korea is going to acquire nuclear weapons because they are less and less sure that this administration or future administration will protect them from North Korea. So therefore, they have to protect themselves, and you can't blame them.
Yeah. Right before we ducked out for the holidays, the lame duck Congress did the ratification thing of START. Fair or foul, in your opinion?
Again, the Russians are, you know, they're one step above the communist Chinese, in my opinion. They are fledgling, quote-unquote, democracy, and I think we do need to build closer ties with the Russians, but, you know, we need to get something for, you know, in these negotiations. When Obama simply gave them unilaterally what they wanted when he stopped our short-term missile defense program, we got nothing in return. That's not how you conduct foreign policy. If we're going to give the Russians something, they need to give us something in return. I'm a big supporter of close relationships with the Russians because we need them now more than ever, but they realize they can play us for a sucker, and that's what they're doing. This administration refuses to modernize our nuclear program. Secretary Gates wants to modernize it. Obama said, no, you're not. You know, the most disturbing thing I've heard from the president in this regard is that he wants to get rid of all nuclear weapons. This, you know, this is fantasy island type talk. And, you know, I'm a citizen of the world. No, you're the president of the United States. I don't need a citizen of the world, whatever that means. We need an American president that's proud to be an American, understands that if you're going to rattle the saber, you need to have a saber to rattle. And that is our nuclear arsenal. That's one of the things that we use that has kept the peace for decades. And if he's willing to sacrifice that, he's going to encourage more nations to get nuclear weapons, like South Korea, as we stated, Japan and other countries, because they don't feel that we're going to protect them in the future.
Yeah. Pakistan, a big in play, obviously. You that nasty area between the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan, and, of course, people coming over, dropping their bombs, and then going and hiding in some safe havens in Pakistan. Pakistan has to step up to the plate and somehow there has to be something workable here that's real with the United States, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, every day the Obama administration, all they can do is give us a body count. We killed 10 today. Mm. We killed 12 by drones. That's a clear indication that we are losing and they have no good news, because they have no good news. As we've discussed before, they don't understand the center of gravity. They will not define what victory is. They're sacrificing our brave combat soldiers for nothing, absolutely nothing. If they're going to pull out now in 2014 as the new, you know, I promise this is the date. It used to be 2011. Whatever date that is, we lose. As long as we're there, we're going to keep the lid on. When we leave, the lid comes back off. That's as simple as it is. That shouldn't be our goal. Our goal should be to destroy Al-Qaeda, which is in, as you said, western Pakistan. That's where the president needs to direct all of our forces. The center of gravity is there. We need to go in there and crush the beehive.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Janet Napolitano takes a trip to Afghanistan, and for all things, let's talk about the border. What do you make of that? A little bit of photo op?
No, I have. I'm not a great fan of Janet Napolitano. I, you know, quite frankly, I don't think she's qualified to run the shoe department at JCPenney's. She has so many contradictory statements right out of the gate. You know, the right wing extremists. We're not going to call it the war on terror. Statements like the border is as secure now as it's ever been. You know, that's not what we want, Janet. The border is an open, sieve for individuals coming into our country, and she doesn't get it. And I've been very critical of her. I've been very critical of the president in this regard. Not because I have any anything personal against them. They're lying to us. And that gets distressing. And that's what the American people have said in this last election. They are tired of all of the nonsense. We want the border secured. We don't need photo ops with you flying around the country and saying half-witted statements. We need the border secured. Yes, we can do it. Get serious with this stuff and do it.
Yeah. Congress turns over as you said, the people wanted change, so the House goes to the Republicans. We know that. There's more pickups in the Senate. Do you think things will change? Do you think immigration, for example, will be that'll be picked up and something will happen there? The borders, which we're just discussing, because that's what many of the Republicans feel. They feel you got to do something about the borders before you can even talk about immigration. What do you think?
Yeah, whether it's Republican or whether it's a Democrat, I don't care. We need to emphasize national security. We need to make this country great again. Our better days are in front of us. And the Republicans now have an opportunity to advance this country, and they've got the job half done. They obviously need greater control of either the House or the executive mansion or office before they can do anything. But the House of Representatives is a good start. They just need to stay the course, keep their promises. Because there's a tidal wave of people that simply do not agree with the policies that this president is putting in place.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And then we look at the last thing, speaking of Janet Napolitano and the TSA, some of that conversation has stopped. But, you know, you travel a lot. You've seen what happens. And we still keep seeing the same scenarios, the shakedowns of the grandmas. It's not exaggerated. I saw it when I was traveling. You've seen it. I think what needs to happen here is you have ex-cops or people that were detectives and whatnot that can look at behavioral patterns and study that. What do you think?
Yeah, we can do a much better job at security at the airports. We've come a long way, and we need to be smarter about our limited resources. I am a big person that believes that we need to push it away from the airport, as a matter of fact, because if you're trying to stop these folks at the airport, literally, you're too late. You've got to break up the plots before they can move to the airport or to the Times Square or to the shopping mall. I would rather put our limited resources into greater intelligence for our law enforcement to find out who they are and stop them before they get that far. Because, you know, no matter how good the security is at the airport, there's going to be ways to penetrate that security.
Boy, no kidding. Jeff Atticott, Happy New Year. Thanks once again for joining us on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for all you do.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A reported investment by Goldman Sachs and a Russian investor of $500 million in Facebook is a further thumbs-up sign that the social networking behemoth, what a word to use, I read that word somewhere, is becoming a huge force, even way outside the techie world. No question. The investment says that the company is worth $50 billion, according to a report that was just released. And that means it's more than twice the market valuation of folks like Yahoo, and certainly still well below, though, its famous rival, Google. The New York Times reported that the investment over the weekend from the Russians and Goldman Sachs, citing some unnamed sources involved with the deal, right? So this is a big deal. $50 billion. Wow. That's crazy. You think when this happened way back in Harvard, this is what Zuckerberg was thinking? I'm going to be on the cover of Time Magazine as the man of the year. I'm going to start at this little friendship thing, and it's going to be worth $50 billion. That's crazy sick money. We move from that to really bad stuff on the opposite side of the spectrum when it comes to money. Nothing new. A lot of states are drowning in debt and having problems with that. Illinois lawmakers are going to try to figure out how to plug their gap up in just a couple of days. They've been unable to do it, rather, in the past couple of years. They've had the worst hoe of it or row of it since the Californians had the same thing happen to them. The legislative session that started on Monday is all focused on the budget deficit of $13 billion, and that includes, and this is why it's so dicey for them and worth a mention, a backlog of more than $6 billion in unpaid bills. IOUs from the state, nothing like it, and almost $4 billion in missed payments to underfunded state pensions. Oh, that's terrible. So the mess is now leading to problems with the shortages threatening public schools, of course, local governments, other public services. So something has to be done and has to be done fast to figure out what to do there. We're going to go in a completely different direction from money, sadly, to murders. New York City recorded a double-digit increase in murders during 2010. Double-digit increase. With more than half the victims, they say, shot to death by someone they knew. Isn't it always that way, right? Crimes of passion. Likely related, though, not just to passion, but to drugs. As of December 31st, they say there were 532 murders. So that's up 13% from 2009. Rape, robbery, and assault were all also up, but total crime was down 2%. In New York City, what the police are saying is it's not a concern. Oh, it's not a concern. Crime is up. But the reason they're saying it's not a concern is because the 2010 murder figure is still the fourth lowest since they started keeping track of the stuff back in 1962. The lowest was last year at 471, followed by 496 in 2007, 522 in 2008. So still, all in all, if you look at it that way, if you're going back to the 60s and comparing all the numbers and saying it's one of the lowest, I guess they have a point there that though it's a big number, when you compare all the numbers from the time they started keeping the stats, I guess it isn't anything to panic about because it isn't such a high number if you look at it in that light. Of course, any of those, some of those heinous deaths that happened in New York City, there were a couple of, like I said, crimes of passion, and certainly there were a lot to do with drugs in the different boroughs. Not good if there's really no way around that. There's no way to dance around that, in other words. All right, this is a big deal. Israel is prepping for large-scale war. That's according to one of the cables that was released. Israel's army chief told a U.S. Congress delegation, and this is your number part, back in 2009, he was preparing for a large war in the Middle East, probably against Hamas or Hezbollah. And that was one of the leaked cables that was shown on Sunday, that appeared on Sunday. That document goes back to November of 2009 and was quoted Sunday in Norway by the Oslo-based Daily Paper, which said it had obtained WikiLeaks' entire cache of 251,000-plus leaked U.S. embassy cables. So they decided to publish that one. And the threat against Israel is more serious than ever, obviously. That's why Israel is putting a lot of emphasis on rocket defense, they say. So the army chief lamented that Iran has some 300 rockets that can reach Israel, and stressed, this is all part of that cable, and stressed that the Jewish state would have only between 10 and 12 minutes warning in case of an attack. Not good news, because if you crunch the numbers on that, like I said, 10 and 12 minutes between an attack, you got to figure that there's going to be some panic there in Israel, which we know that's part of this problem between Israel and Iran, and of course the United States being in the middle of all that. At the top of the hour, I talked to Victoria Jones about what was going on in Washington, and a lot of the focus is on health reform. Will there be a repeal? There's going to be a tug of war over some of the language and whatnot included in that. So as a result, there is a new poll out that shows that nearly 50% doubt the president on health reforms. It's interesting because the Gallup poll shows that his popularity numbers are higher than ever. And I think that's coming off of the lame duck, not higher than ever, not higher than when he first took office, but of late, of the last 8 months. And that's because of what happened with the lame duck Congress. So while defending his health care reform last year, and he was certainly on the defense, the president promised Americans they're going to be able to keep the insurance they already have if they want to do so. This is part of the problem. Now, there's a new poll that's out from the Rasmussen Report, and it shows that there are a lot of people who don't believe that, and they're starting to feel that at work. The survey showed that 45% of voters with health care insurance believe they're going to have to change coverage whether they want to or not, including 26% who say it's very likely. 26 is a pretty high number. There was also 46% of the folks that took the poll that say it's very unlikely they're going to have to make a change, then 19 who say it's not likely at all. So clearly, in looking at the entire poll, most people don't want to change. Of course they don't want to change. Because whenever you do that, you don't know what's covered, what's not covered, what it's going to cost you in a pinch, the drug coverage, all that kind of stuff. Have you ever had to change insurances? It's the worst thing ever, especially when you finally get it down with the docs and everything. So the poll shows 76% of voters with insurance consider their coverage good. That's a pretty high number, 76. Good or excellent, only 4%, and this is just a small sampling, but only 4% think that their coverage, how about that, is poor. And I think this is all what's going to be explored on the other side of, geez, why do we want to repeal health care? And the arguments for pro and against repealing health care, that's what you're going to get. And I think with the Senate, there's certainly going to be a block there anyway. Even if the House votes a go on it, I don't think there's going to be enough to make it happen as far as the Senate is concerned. And, of course, that's a big difference. All right, here's our last week in count, and it has to do with deepwater drillers in the Gulf. After all the nonsense with the worst oil spill in our history, starting back in April of last year, all the way through the summer and really into the beginning part of the fall, now what they're saying is that 13 companies in total, in total, 13 are now looking forward to being able to come upon a time when they can drill again. And as you know, that moratorium was lifted. So 13 companies have deep water drilling activities that had to be suspended last year, but they might be able to get back to the business at hand without some of those detailed environmental reviews. And this is straight from the horse's mouth. This is straight from the administration. That decision comes as the Noble Corporation announced that Marathon Oil actually canceled, this is a whopper of a deal, they canceled a $752 million contract for a deep water rig in the Gulf because of a lack of drilling permits. So you heard my number, right? $752 million. So there's big pressure on the administration. The companies, they include Marathon, Chevron USA, and Shell Offshore, are going to be allowed to resume work at some of those drilled wells as long as they meet up with the new policies that were determined and the regulations too. See, that was part of the disagreement as to how stringent the regulations were going to be. But that decision is definitely a win for the people who have now had a loss of jobs. A federal report said the moratorium probably, and I think it's even higher from the people that I've talked to, but probably caused a temporary loss of at least 8,000 to 12,000 jobs in the Gulf. As you know, our show was down there in Mississippi and the Gulf Coast, and we talked to several people about that, and they had their own struggles with tourism and whatnot, but also knew people who would have been on certain rigs but had their jobs suspended, and they thought it was more than 12,000, the number that's being quoted. But regardless, a lot of loss of money there, and this was the latest one with the oil deal going kerplunk thanks to that moratorium. So probably drilling begins, that deep water drilling begins back again for those 13 companies in the next couple of weeks or whenever they can get it going and get everybody back on board. It looks like it's a green light for that. And of course it is because of all the money that's been lost. Keep it locked and loaded on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And that's set to start midweek in Washington. In fact, it's already starting now, even though really the gang isn't back in D.C. The next Congress officially starts on Wednesday. Thursday, they read the Constitution out loud in the House. How about that? And then they get to the business of all kinds of things, including the spending. What do we have? $3 trillion is our deficit, $3 trillion. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
My new line this year?
I want to hear it.
Lovely.
Lovely is good. It's short. It's great. That's Jerry Seinfeld would love that. He says less is more, so it's like he gets the punchline faster, so lovely works.
Yes, lovely. I'm doing lovely this year. Okay, what? I know. They didn't make it to the gold medal, so I won't ask you to sing it. The World Junior Hockey Championship.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, the United States lost.
Right.
Right. So, but since it wasn't the gold medal game, I'm not going to make you sing it.
I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You pardon me. That's good. I like it.
Okay. Yeah, I spoke to Steve. Yeah, he knows what's going on.
Oh, with the Israel situation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The cable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because a couple of his professors were called up to their units. And I mean, when his teachers are being called up, he knows something's on the up and up, which means some serious stuff's going on. And when the whole freshman class was being called up,
really?
Yeah, the whole freshman class of his school was being called up. Or most of them, at least, he told me.
Wow.
Then some serious stuff. And certain schools are starting to stock up on certain essentials. I mean, especially the ones near the border, like with Lebanon and certain other countries. And so I said, "Are you nervous?" He goes, "Not yet. Just overly concerned." That's the way he put it.
Yeah, there you go. I understand that, overly concerned. Ooh.
Yeah, for sure. So for sure, but
well, yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen. There's the itchy trigger finger in Iran,
right?
And if you're Benjamin Netanyahu, you got to protect your people. You got to figure out what you're going to do. Israel is a small country.
Right. I mean, it's not even the size of Manhattan.
No.
No. And the funny part was earlier in the week, we were talking about how Bibi. That's what everyone calls him in Israel, was going to talk to the Palestinians about peace. But the Palestinians said, no, you got to stop building all these settlements. So it's like, how is BB going to talk out of book? How is BB going to please everybody? Because I don't know if I've said this before. If, let's say, he does try to make peace, the left-wing Israelis will say, or left-wing party said, you didn't give him enough. You're going to have the right-wing people, and they're going to be some nuts who are going to say, he gave up too much.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be like, you think being president of the United States is the most difficult job in the world. The second most difficult job in the world, being prime minister of Israel. At least that's the way I look at it. You know, so...
Absolutely, because, again, the size of the country,
right.
The tensions in the Middle East, the maneuvering... around what's been there for thousands of years.
Right.
And who do you trust?
Yeah, this is quite true. So, I mean, when I asked Steve, do you think it's just talk or do you think it's serious? Well, when he saw the freshman class being pulled up, he said, I think we're serious. I said, what about you, Steve? He goes... He went like this and said, Uncle Sammy, like he said, I'm overly concerned. When I get that phone call, then I'll start sweating bullets.
Wow.
As he put it.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, in his unit, the job would be graves registration.
Yeah.
And still, I mean, that is not exactly a fun job.
No. It wouldn't be a great job at all. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no
matter. Talk about depression.
Yeah, no matter what the religion was. And this, as we were talking, as he was on his way to perform a wedding.
Mm.
So, you know, go figure. I said, okay, I said, get your mind off it. Remember wedding. He said, by the way, I know my cowboy, you know, just to get off the subject for a second, he says, I know my cowboys stink. But if they win today, because we were talking yesterday, is Jason Garrett going to be guaranteed the head job? I said, maybe. I said, now how about Kate Eagles? I said, well, some experts have predicted her Eagles will make it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, who knows? They didn't get the bye that they should have gotten.
Right.
I think that the Eagles have as a good a shot as anybody in the NFC.
Right.
But, boy, they blew it the last, week in that debacle of a game that they played that would have, could have put them in the position where they got the bye. They didn't get the bye. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens. I say, you know, listen, I'm an Eagles fan, so of course I want to see the Eagles go as far as they can. And as far as the Cowboys are concerned, I know a couple of the beat writers and the inside dope is for sure Garrett
yeah.
has the job, but Jerry Jones is playing it coy
right.
because he has to do interviews and he's still going to mm-hmm. conduct those interviews, but Garrett's the guy.
Right. Okay. Now, one other, this is my question. Even if the Eagles don't make it to the Super Bowl, could you still get press credentials to go to the game?
Yeah, oh, I'll probably go to the game. Yeah. I probably will,
right.
Just for fun, just to go regardless. In fact, I already know that I've got credentials, so because you have to get them in advance, so I will be at the game, yes.
Oh, phooey.
Phooey.
Yeah,
phooey.
Yeah, but you see, here's the advantage of watching the game on TV. Big screen TV, sit there, Julie will be cooking her famous healthy chili. And by the way, she does say hello. And now, then, you know, we're healthy, chilly, big screen TV. We'll all be sitting there high-fiving each other and watching all the commercials, needless to say. And, being there is fun, but being with a bunch of friends, it's also just as fun to watch a game.
Oh, I agree with you. Sam, thanks for the call.
You bet.
When you want to, for the Super Bowl, actually, unless you're covering it or there's a reason or you're hanging out with people that you want to hang out with in suite or doing whatever it is that you're doing there or, like I said, covering it. It still is exciting, but it's a much different kind of excitement than when you're getting trashed or eating chili with your posse. It's different. Two different experiences. I think I've said this before. I've covered 10 Super Bowls in my career. Some of them have been pretty good and some of them pretty boring. But it was fun to go and actually then broadcast from the event. But it certainly would be a lot sweeter if my team were to go all the way and make it into the Super Bowl. All right, one last one. This will make you go, wow, I'm so glad that's not me. You know, we always fantasize about winning the lottery. People talk about it. Oh, what if you had $1 million? What if you played the lottery and you had that winning ticket? Did you hear the story out of Madrid, a Spanish lottery player? Nearly lost 9 million euros, which would be $12 million, in winnings after tossing tickets in a pile of trash, only to later discover that they were winners. Ignacio Gonzalez, a lottery ticket vendor in the country's northern Basque country, was upset and stunned to discover that the number he had played along with 14 friends, 48104, came up in a charity draw run by a Spanish organization for the blind. That's why they got the tickets. So his euphoria quickly turned to despair when he could not find the winning tickets. So he said the new year was off to a good start with a shower of millions, but on the other hand, I couldn't find the tickets. So he just tore up his house and ran to his neighbor garbage bin trying to find it. And without thinking about it, he dumped the containers over, started rifling through the contents. And he was able to, mixed in with all the garbage, he was able to find the winning tickets. So after almost having a heart attack and looking like he lost it all, he just dug through the garbage and found those tickets in the nick of time. Whew. That would have been the blunder of your life, wouldn't it?